Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in 1 Chronicles chapters 26 and 27. Listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's recording of these two chapters.
1 Chronicles 26.
As for the divisions of the gatekeepers, of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kori, of the sons of Asaph. And Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebediah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Elioenai the seventh. And Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sachar the fourth, Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Peulathai the eighth. For God blessed him. Also to his son Shemaiah were sons born who were rulers in their father's houses, for they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Rephael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers were able men, Elihu and Semachiah. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, with their sons and brothers, able men qualified for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, able men, 18. And Hosa of the sons of Merari had sons, Shimri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him chief. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosa were 13.
These divisions of the gatekeepers, corresponding to their chief men, had duties just as their brothers did, ministering in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots by fathers' houses, small and great alike, for their gates. The lot for the east fell to Shelemiah. They cast lots also for his son Zechariah, a shrewd counselor, and his lot came out for the north. Obed-Edom's came out for the south, and to his sons was allotted the gatehouse. For Shupim and Hosa it came out for the west, at the gate of Shalaketh, on the road that goes up. Watch corresponded to watch. On the east there were six each day, on the north four each day, on the south four each day, as well as two and two at the gatehouse. And for the colonnade on the west, there were four at the road and two at the colonnade. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the Korahites and the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah had charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Laden, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Laden, the heads of the fathers' houses belonging to Laden the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham and Joel his brother, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzzielites. And Shebuel, the son of Gershom, son of Moses, was chief officer in charge of the treasuries. His brothers, from Eliezer, were his son Rehabiah, and his son Jesheah, and his son Joram, and his son Zichri, and his son Shelemoth. This Shelemoth and his brothers were in charge of all the treasuries of the dedicated gifts that David the king and the heads of the fathers' houses and the officers of the thousands and the hundreds and the commanders of the army had dedicated. From spoil won in battles they dedicated gifts for the maintenance of the house of the Lord. Also all that Samuel the seer and Saul the son of Kish and Abner the son of Ner and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated. All dedicated gifts were in the care of Shelemoth and his brothers. Of the Izharites, Kenaniah and his sons were appointed to external duties for Israel, as officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 men of ability, had the oversight of Israel westward of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. Of the Hebronites, Jerijah was chief of the Hebronites of whatever genealogy or father's houses. In the 40th year of David's reign, search was made and men of great ability among them were found at Jazer in Gilead. King David appointed him and his brothers, 2,700 men of ability, heads of fathers' houses, to have the oversight of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites for everything pertaining to God and for the affairs of the king. 1 Chronicles 27. This is the number of the people of Israel, the heads of fathers' houses, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and their officers who served the king in all matters concerning the divisions that came and went, month after month throughout the year, each division numbering 24,000.
Jashobeam, the son of Zabdiel, was in charge of the first division in the first month. In his division were 24,000. He was a descendant of Perez and was chief of all the commanders. He served for the first month. Dodai, the Ahohite, was in charge of the division of the second month. In his division were 24,000. The third commander for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the chief priest. In his division were 24,000. This is the Benaiah, who was a mighty man of the 30 and in command of the 30. Amizabad, his son, was in charge of his division. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was fourth for the fourth month, and his son Zebadiah after him. In his division were 24,000. The fifth commander for the fifth month was Shamhuth, the Izrahite. In his division were 24,000. Sixth for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikish the Tekoite. In his division were 24,000. Seventh for the seventh month was Helez the Pelonite of the sons of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. Eighth for the eighth month was Sibbekai the Hushathite of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. Ninth for the ninth month was Abiezer of Anathoth, a Benjaminite. In his division were 24,000. Tenth for the tenth month was Meharai of Netophah of the Zerahites. In his division were 24,000. 11th for the 11th month was Benaiah of Pirathon of the sons of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. 12th for the 12th month was Heldai the Netophathite of Othniel. In his division were 24,000. Over the tribes of Israel. For the Reubenites, Eliezer the son of Zichri was chief officer. For the Simeonites, Shephatiah the son of Maacah. For Levi, Hashabiah the son of Kemuel. For Aaron, Zadok. For Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers. For Issachar, Amri the son of Michael. For Zebulun, Ishmaiah the son of Obadiah. For Naphtali, Jeremoth the son of Azrael. For the Ephraimites, Hoshea the son of Azaziah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo, the son of Zechariah. For Benjamin, Jaaziel, the son of Abner. For Dan, Azarel, the son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel.
David did not count those below 20 years of age, for the Lord had promised to make Israel as many as the stars of heaven. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began to count, but did not finish. Yet wrath came upon Israel for this, and the number was not entered in the chronicles of King David. Over the king's treasuries was Asmaveth, the son of Adiel. And over the treasuries in the country, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towers, was Jonathan, the son of Uzziah. And over those who did the work of the field for tilling the soil was Ezrai, the son of Kelub. And over the vineyards was Shimei, the Ramathite. And over the produce of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi the Shifmite. Over the olive and sycamore trees in the Shephelah was Baal-Hanan the Gedirite. And over the stores of oil was Joash. Over the herds that pastured in Sharon was Shitrai the Sharonite. Over the herds in the valleys was Shaphat the son of Adlai. Over the camels was Obal the Ishmaelite. And over the donkeys was Jedea the Moronathite. Over the flocks was Jazez the Hagrite. All these were stewards of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, being a man of understanding and a scribe. He and Jehiel, the son of Hachmoni, attended the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's friend. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar. Joab was commander of the king's army.
In 1983, at 28 years old, I read 1 Chronicles 23 through 27 all on one day. And I've already shared this journal entry, but I'll share it again. David's people, leaders in music, defense, army, etc. And I had a little asterisk. Formula for success? Be obedient to God and surround yourself with good, God-fearing, trustworthy people. In 1997, at 42 years old, I read 1 Chronicles 26 and 27 on one day. And I wrote names, and then I wrote spoils taken from enemies were used in house of Lord. And in 2009, when I was 54 years old, I read 1 Chronicles 26 and 27 on the same day, and I wrote everybody has a job to do. Some were gatekeepers, some priests, some commanders of divisions, some overseers, some counselors to the king, some members of the army. God designs each of us for a purpose, a mission, a job to do on the earth. The question is, do we find it, and then do we do it? Chronicles is filled with names of people, people God called to do certain things. Today, the earth is filled with people, people God has called to do certain things. Are we doing what God created us and called us to do? That would be the application out of these two chapters, wouldn't it? A chapter filled with a long list of names and assignments. But the question is to you, do you know what God has put you on the earth to sojourn for? Are you interested? Do you even care? Have you ever asked the Lord what he created you for? And then, if he revealed it to you, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to live the life he's outlined for you? Or are you more interested in living the life you have planned for yourself? Though the chapters might have been a little challenging to listen to, this question is very important to life. I believe God has purposed every one of us. He created us for his reasons. I encourage you to seek him out, ask him. And he says, if you seek me, you will find me. So seek him out, ask him why he created you. What is your purpose here on earth? And then, Lord, give us the courage to do it. Father, we pray. We thank you that you created each one of us individually. Our fingerprints are all unique. And yet you have something in mind for us to do for you. And everything that we would do would help some way build your kingdom. So, Lord, let us set our selfishness aside and pursue that which you've created us for. And then enlighten us, Lord. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to see your purpose and then the courage to do it. We ask these things in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.